Hi, I'm John Shanahan. Welcome to a very special episode of the Hypnagogue podcast. I'm releasing this in conjunction with episode 384, which is our birthday episode, because I got it in my head. You can get every episode of the Hypnagogue podcast from episode 2 on over at archive.org. If you go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and over on the right-hand side there's a menu, and down in there, there is a link to go to archive.org where all of the shows are on there. For a very long time, I only had from shows 23 onward. A very kind listener named Walter happened to have archived episodes 2 through 22, so we put those up there. The one thing that has been missing, if you happen to be a completist, and there are very few of you, but I love you all, the one thing that's been missing is episode 1. Now, I can't completely recreate episode 1 because I was a different person. I had a different setup. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea that I would be doing this 14 plus years later. But I do have the gigantic spreadsheet of goodness, which tells me everything that was on that first show. So here I'm just going to recreate nonstop. I can't even remember if I spoke in the middle of episode 1, if I split it into 3 parts, if it was uninterrupted, but it's going to be uninterrupted here. So, for your listening pleasure, I present, unedited, the playlist from Hypnagogue Podcast number 1. Enjoy. And so, children, that is what podcasts sounded like back in 2009 when I was a boy. I am not sure why I didn't do this sooner. I guess I had to wait until I thought it was a clever idea. I'm not particularly sentimental about my past shows. I did them. I'm glad I've done them. It's been 14 years. But, you know, I figured, why not? I mean, I probably should have waited until next year. I should have gone like, wow, it's 15. Let's look back at number one. But I did it this year again because I had a clever idea. So the things that you would have heard back on June 9th, 2009, when I released the first podcast into the wild. And you know, it's funny. I'm trying to remember what platform I had it on. It might have been actually Blogspot at the time. I do not actually recall. But it started off with the august trio of Dwight Ashley, Hans Joachim Redelius, and Tim Story as A-R-S-E in parentheses. The album was called Errata, and that was Gefallig. After that, longtime friend of the show, Computer Chemist with Geoid from Landform. Then it was Dolmen, the duo of Jason Sloan and Stephen K. Smith. This was the only track that for some reason I did not have in the library. In the number of migrations and backups and whatever, things have fallen out. But luckily this album was waiting for me over on Bandcamp, as most things are, and I was able to just grab this track. I had most of the album. I just didn't have this track, which was called This World Can't Last, and that was from Incantations Verse 2. Another longtime friend, so many longtime friends of the show on here, Mingo, with the title track from Guide to Invisibility. Then Ministry of Inside Things with While the Rest of the World Sleeps from The Gatherings Volume 1. After that, a track that I've just always loved, Hypnotic Shores by Numina. That was from his Eye of the Nautilus release. Parallel Worlds, Bacchus Syros, gave us A Moment Frozen from Shade. Then it was Rand Curlian with Cave of Forgotten Fires. That's from Selected Works Volume 1. My boy Jim Combs and Company, Sensitive Chaos, with 50 Light Years from Home and Emerging Transparency. Of course there was some Steve Roach on the first episode. Why wouldn't there be? And that was the title track from The Magnificent Void. Steve Rose after that from Twin Earth, Collected Ambient Works. That was, in fact, Twin Earth. And that very first show, 14 years ago, started off with, it's going to be ended with, I haven't gotten any better, Synthetic Dream Foundation off of the compilation Odyssey of Rapture, Volume 1. That track was called Trapeze. So there you have it, my little birthday gift to you, the sounds of the first episode, all over again. And again, just a reminder, if you want to go way back, check out over on archive.org. You can find the Hypnagogue Podcast Archives. Again, the link is at, I almost said Computer Chemist. It's early in the morning when I'm doing this, so I apologize. Hypnagoguepodcast.com. You go over there and you can find the link to the archives and everything from episode 2 through 275 at the time of this recording are all over there. So you can just absolutely indulge yourself. Plus, if you go way back, I used to do these wonderful opening bits. I thought they were wonderful. I don't know how other people felt about them, but they were often humorous, frequently strange, and sometimes intrusive, but it was a very different show back then. If you've been here since number one, I'm amazed. If you've been here for any number of shows, I very much appreciate you listening. So I hope you like this look back into 2009, and I look forward to bringing you more great music going forward. Until next time, friends, I bid you all peace and power.